Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. But through the Eucharist, we have a better understanding how God is with us. In fact, God is in us. When we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the divinity of Christ in us transforms us into divine person. We share his divinity. It's more than just with, it's in. The life of God is inside us. That's why Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me." We become another Jesus, another son of Christ. So it is beautiful that we have this opportunity after the baptism, especially after we received Holy Communion, take all this opportunity to stay with Jesus more strongly. And what the late Pope, Saint John Paul II mentioning, we be a living tabernacle of Jesus. So when we receive the Holy Sacrament, the Blessed Sacrament, keep him alive, not just take him something and just go away. It hurts Jesus. He wants to be living minute by minute with us. So if we just go ahead without thinking of him or just living in his spirit, we lose many chances, many honor, graces. So let us, this Emmanuel is meaning Jesus, God is with us, also God is in us.